We are all stage actors. Oh, yes, we are. You may not actually have walked the boards to perform, at least not since school, but every time we want to get our way by putting on an act, we are acting. And because it is, for someone at a reasonable distance away from us, a real distance, it is stage acting. The child wanting her own way, who cries real tears, which are miraculously cleared when she gets it, is giving a particularly convincing performance. The stern, authoritarian voice you put on when complaining about bad service in a shop is another. The fawning words and actions we all go through when pulled over for speeding, and the subsequent fake smiles, comprise yet another performance aimed at a particular audience. These are moments when we are using our words and bodies to convince someone of some emotion or thought that may not in fact be the literal truth of what we are feeling, but is the emotion we want the other person to believe we are experiencing. This is what stage actors do too. Very few of us, especially, funnily enough, screen directors, have experience in acting for the screen or know what the difference would be between this and the acting mentioned above. When I ask people of no experience, of limited experience, or who are very experienced indeed what the difference is between screen performing and stage performing, I get surprisingly uniform answers. From professional actors and students in both the United States and the United Kingdom, here is a selection of the answers I have heard to the following question. What change would you make, if any, when acting on screen compared with acting on stage? Do less. Make it more real. Make it more intimate. Tone it all down. Make it more internal. Scale down your performance. Be more still. Make fewer facial expressions. Be smaller. Be more natural. These are the most common reactions, and they are all wrong. Usually, in a list of 10 items I am given by a class or group, 7 or 8 will be variations from this wrong list. One method drama school in England even graduated its students recently with the declaration that they were probably better prepared for television than theater, since they had been trained to be minutely realistic. This from a course where over the 3 years they rarely appeared on screen or ever analyzed what screen acting might be. In the old days, young stage actors learned from older, experienced professionals by watching and by acting with them. The young apprentices would play small roles and stand in the wings, watching the master actors at work, hoping one day to be able to copy them and, in turn, to be copied. Please reference David H. Lawrence XVII's letter in the introduction. How many professional stage productions have you seen in your lifetime? That is, productions where you paid to watch and the actors were paid to perform. 20? 50? 100? Let's be generous and make it 300. That was generous, wasn't it? So, how many hours of professional stage acting have you watched? 900? Again, let's be generous and make it an even 1,000. And for most of you, you know that you have not experienced that many hours of professional stage acting. And how many hours of professional screen acting have you seen? How many? Current estimates indicate that by the time you have left your teen years, you have watched between 10,000 and 20,000 hours of screen stuff. And yet, most people have no idea what screen performing involves and always relate their idea of it to stage versions of acting. Strange, isn't it?